Welcome aboard, hour number three here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on this beautiful Thursday here in the great state of Michigan. Christmas right around the corner. For those of you who put off everything until the last minute, today's really the last day. I mean, you could do it on Christmas Eve, but that'd just be foolish. You got a day left. If you hear my voice, get out there. Get the cards you got to get. Get the last second present. Time's running out. Anyway. Of course, if you're missing Steve, you can go to visit him on social media. His handle there is at Steve Gruber Show, Twitter, Facebook. You can also go to stevegruber.com for all your Steve Gruber needs. But Steve would want me to get immediately to the three things that you need to know, and you need to pay attention to number three. So let's start. Number one, U.S. authorizes Pfizer oral COVID-19 treatment first for at-home use. United States on Wednesday authorized Pfizer's antiviral COVID-19 pill. This is going to be for people ages 12 and older that are at risk of severe illness. And this is the first thing that basically treatment when you're at home. It's an antiviral regimen known as Paxlovid. It's nearly 90% effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths in patients at high risk of severe illness, according to the clinical trial data. I mean, this is good news. Because it's just another step in getting back to normal and getting outside of all of these ridiculous mandates that are being forced on people by the government. And it's you know, if you want to take it, you're at your leisure. If not, so be it. But just another option out there to fight COVID-19 from Pfizer is going to be the basically an at-home remedy to keep you from experiencing any serious implications. Number two, the Biden administration is extending the pause on federal student loan payments until May. Many of you will remember the Trump administration in March of 2020 when all of this came down. They froze interest rates on all student loan debt because most of it, if not all of it, is owned by the federal government, or at least was at some time. They said that interest would not accrue and you wouldn't have to pay your monthly payment. And this has been extended several times with the Biden administration recently. The last extension said January 31st is going to be the last deadline. We're not extending it anymore. Of course, he got pushback from those in his party who basically want to cancel all student debt. But at the very least, they want to extend it even more as more people aren't, according to them, not going back to work soon enough. And we have this new Omicron variant, and we don't know what it holds for us. I mean, everybody's telling us it's less serious, less hospitalizations, not really a threat of death, but it's a lot more contagious, and we don't know what's going to come from it. So Democrats obviously want to extend it more, and he did. Went through May, even though he said he wasn't going to extend it. But here it is. And, of course, number three, in that order. Good news, everyone. Joe Biden saved Christmas. Jen Psaki claims Biden saved Christmas amid the ongoing supply chain issues. This is from Fox News. I can't. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki claimed Wednesday that President Biden and his administration saved Christmas as supply chain problems continue and inflation soars. As the New York Times said today, Psaki said, Christmas gifts are arriving on time this year. Good news, we've saved Christmas. And that's because President Biden recognized this challenge early. Have you been to the grocery store lately? I tend to do the shopping for our family, the grocery shopping. I like going to the store. I like seeing what they have. I like picking stuff out. I don't like doing the pickup just because substitutions and not getting what you want. But anyway, so I got a pretty good idea of what prices are, what they have been, and what they are now. I'd say every other item I pick up at the store, I have to do a double take because of the price increases that are going on. Milk is up. Eggs are up. Cheese is up. Certain items aren't even there. The stuff we normally buy is getting much more expensive. Ports are still backed up. People aren't going back to work. I don't really understand. How did you save Christmas? What? Some items are being shipped on time now? Congratulations. You went back to how things are supposed to operate in some circumstances. I'm hearing from tons of people I talk to that that's not the case. They're taking pictures of stuff and putting it in a frame, wrapping the frame up and saying, here, this is what you're going to get for Christmas when it gets here in 2 weeks, even though it was supposed to be here last week. I mean, the audacity to say that. Was it supposed to be a joke? Was it supposed to be funny? I think maybe it was supposed to poke fun and get guys like me to talk about it and say, "Ha, he actually thought we were being serious." But they were serious. I mean, come out and say, "Here's what we did." And yeah, it's not great yet because of this global pandemic still providing questions and, you know, concerns, and we don't know exactly what's going to happen, and we're doing our best, and here's what we're doing. No, it's this, we did it. We saved Christmas. Now you can have your Christmas and not have to worry about it. Thanks to Joe Biden. He saved it all. Whatever. All right, Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Make sure to thank the Biden administration for saving Christmas. Write him a letter. We'll be back after this.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskOx.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.